RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
The puck luck was not on the side of the Dallas Stars tonight. So unfortunately, they lose in an overtime shootout by the score of 4-3. Hey everyone, happy holidays on behalf of all of us at Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle, 105.3 The Fan. We are proudly presented by the On Time Experts. The weather in DFW, wow. It's like springtime out there, 80 degrees, 75 degrees. So, of course, your system is shut off right now. But what about when it turns back on? In fact, now when the weather is perfect is the best time to test your system. And the on-time experts are waiting for you to go online at theontimeexperts.com and click, and you can get that $59 complete cleaning tune-up special. And when I mean complete checkup, 59 point checkup. And if anything is wrong, they will alert you of it. It's that peace of mind that I know when I got the offer and I used the offer. Now I have peace of mind that my unit is good to go. In fact, they take copious notes and they keep those notes and video. So if something happens in the future, they can look at your previous report and they'll diagnose the problem pretty quick, because that's what the on-time experts does. The bottom line, guys, they want you as a customer for life. And I know I'm a customer for life because I've used them several times. They've helped me with my plumbing and they've helped me with my HVAC. I used that tune-up cleanup special. Also had a room that was about 2 degrees off from the rest of the house. So they came in, they looked at it, and I actually was using technically the right measurement filter, but not as good of a filter that I didn't even know existed that they pointed out. And here's how good the on-time experts are. They told me, we have a filter in the car if you want to buy it off of us, but you know what? Let's check Amazon just in case. Sure enough, on Amazon, it was only about $5 cheaper, which, you know, it's not that much, but at the same time, they said, you know what? You can buy this in bulk and you're going to save money. So go that route. So that's the kind of like TLC that the on-time experts is going to put it in. They're not looking to make a quick buck off you and then drive away. They want you for a customer for life. They want to make sure that there is satisfaction guaranteed. And as we've pointed out several times, I love supporting people that support local hockey here in DFW. They're the official HVAC and plumbing partner of Spits and Suds. Also, the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. They've invested in the Stars. They love the Stars. You see that Zamboni on the ice. It says the on-time experts. You see the boards. When you watch the games on TV, it says the on-time experts. It is so cool that the on-time experts support local hockey. So support the on-time experts, theontimeexperts.com, 4.8 out of 5 stars, nearly 6,000 reviews. You just can't beat them. They are the on-time experts. Well, not to use the term Stars in a different way, but weren't the Stars aligned tonight? And this is what's so interesting, and the old saying, this is why they play the game. The Blackhawks came into the AAC with 6 straight losses. No Connor Bedard, no Captain Foligno, playing with 5 rookies. So it was set up perfect for the Dallas Stars to pick up 2 points. And unfortunately, the puck just would not go in the net tonight. And that's pretty frustrating. In fact, the Stars were kind of chasing the Hawks all night. You'd think it would be the other way around. The Stars did have 1 lead that lasted just over a minute that we'll talk about, but it was the Hawks that really played, I think, better in the first 2 periods. Stars had a little urgency in the 3rd period, so that was good to see. But even Glenn Gulletson pointed that out after the game, that he thought Chicago was the better team through 2 periods. So, you know, I mean, Glenn Gulletson's hard on this team. They did have a break. You think that break would help them. They'll have a practice tomorrow. I'm sure he'll work them pretty hard because up next, folks, this is an amazing story. New Year's Eve against the Buffalo Sabres, winners of 8 straight. Can we stick tap Lindy Ruff for a second? Many thought Lindy Ruff would be out of a job. I thought Pete DeBoer was going to slide into that position. You know what? Lindy Ruff is a good guy, and we want to root for good guys here on Spits and Suds. And really excited that they have won 8 in a row. They have a lot of young talent on that Buffalo team, and it's coming together. So they're tied for the wild card, and they're only 5 points away from the Atlantic Division lead. So Buffalo playing with a lot of urgency right now. They scored 3 straight against the Boston Bruins tonight and got an empty netter with seconds left, and they beat the Bruins, shut them down after the first period by the score of 4-1. So really, really good story. Let's talk about tonight's game, but I did want to tell you about the next opponent. So if you're saying, Buffalo's next, it's kind of like saying, Chicago on Saturday night. There are no guaranteed points in the NHL. So let's talk about that first goal by the Hawks. It's an odd man break, and it's a great pass from Vlasic, finding the wide open Tyler Bertuzzi. So here's why it's an odd man break, because Miro Heiskanen was a little too far into the offensive zone, and he got pinched on the way back and couldn't get back on defense. It's not a natural thing, because back on defense is Sam Steele. So I get it. He's a forward. But he gets caught looking at the puck, and he stayed in front of Ottinger rather than providing coverage on Bertuzzi, who was, you know, not too far off from him. And Bertuzzi on that pass for Vlasic, a wide open net. Honestly, if you look back at it, look, Miro's having an amazing year, but he was kind of gliding back on that play after getting caught in the other end. I mean, you can go back and watch it and look at number 4. Once those skates hit the blue line, it's kind of gliding in. I don't think he was anticipating that pass from Vlasic, trying to pick up maybe a trailer instead. A defensive breakdown, very good exploitation by Chicago on that defensive breakdown. So they go up 1-0, almost 2-0. Big save by Jake Ottinger. I thought Ottinger played well tonight. I mean, I thought the Stars kind of left him out to dry, if I'm going to be honest. Big save on Slaggart at 15:01, slid on the boards past Thomas Harley, curled in for the high danger chance. So I thought that was a really nice save by Ottinger. 11:40 in, Stars have an opportunity. They go on the power play, a Matt Duchene trip. Heading into tonight, important to point out, The Stars were number two in the league on power play. But the Chicago Blackhawks, for as bad as they've been, they've been fourth best in the NHL in penalty killing. Stars got some shots off, thought they had some good quality scoring chances, but did not score on the power play. They do tie it up at one in the first period. And let's talk about this Nils Lundqvist goal. It's 11:31 of the first. And Burakovsky for the Blackhawks is clearing the zone. And these are the moments that I wish the Stars did more of. Wyatt Johnston does a really good job trailing and staying with him, which causes Burakovsky to cough up the puck at center ice to Lundqvist. So the Stars get it back in the Hawks offensive zone. Some really, really nice board work from Wyatt Johnston. Also, he cycles it back to Mikko Rantanen behind the net. This line I thought was good tonight. Tries to keep possession of the puck, sweeps it back to the point for Lundqvist. Lundqvist with a quick one timer. I really like that about Nils Lundqvist. Now, another key on this play, Sam Steele, who hustled to the net in front of Soderblom. So he was being challenged by Ryan Donato. So the thing about getting in front of the net, it's not just you being in front of the net. It's that the defensive player, if they have proper coverage, has to be next to you or in front of you or behind you. And in essence, a lot of times, they also create a screen of their goaltender. So because of that, Soderblom had to look through two bodies and Lundqvist's slapper made it through and we are tied at one. So it was a real nice job by the Stars hustling to make that goal happen. By the way, should have mentioned Lyubushkin out sick tonight. Stars almost went up 2-1 right after that. Robertson hit the post. I mean, the post was not a friend of Jason Robertson. Just one of those nights. I'm sure Jason Robertson's driving home and said, man, this was just not my night. Not that he was bad. It just, I think he hit, I was talking with producer Gregory Finley prior. I think he hit three posts on the night and couldn't score in the overtime shootout. He's usually really good in the shootout, but lifted it too high. So Robertson hits the post, some real nice forechecking work from him and Maverick Bork to keep that puck in and create the opportunity. When the Stars went in hard on the forecheck, they were really good, and the Hawks created some turnovers. I just wish they were more consistent. I just wish they were a little bit more physical. When they were physical along the boards, they had a lot of success tonight. Robertson again with a nice give and go up the middle in the first period. Roope Hintz with just under a minute left. And it was Roope Hintz with that little flip pass, which allowed Jason Robertson to split the Chicago defenseman for a small breakaway. He makes his move. And it was two consecutive posts. That is crazy. So we go 1-1 into the second period, halfway through the game. It's former Stars forward Jason Dickinson, who I thought was really good tonight. Played for Chicago, now signed a multi-year deal, crossed the line by himself. It's a seeing eye wrister. Jake Ottinger just basically lost it. So the Hawks take the lead 2-1, but that only lasted for 55 seconds. It was one of those games where one team scored and then the other team would immediately score. Then we'd go 5 to 10 minutes and then it would happen again. So 55 seconds later, it's our guy on Spits and Suds, Justin Ritzkovian. He's been on a nice streak. I think point streak, 6 straight games. The Hawks turn the puck over. Wyatt Johnston with a nasty wrister, the rebound off the post, pops up to Ritzkovian, does a nice job stopping the bouncing puck, putting it in 2-2. So I was thinking in this game, should they put Ritzkovian maybe on the first line with Wyatt Johnston and Mikko Rantanen? The flip side is the following. Now with a healthy Matt Duchene, you're going to get opportunities. And that line of Ritzkovian with Duchene and Ben tonight was really good. And Ritzkovian, Glenn Gullitson was pointing this out after the game. A few things makes Ritzkovian really good. He's a finisher, which is great. We saw that in the AHL. Now he's starting to gain confidence as far as putting in the puck in the net. I believe he's a 20-goal scorer in this league, but he wins puck battles in the corner, and he is just relentless. And he's one of those feisty guys you need on your team. So I'm glad that the puck's going in the net for Ritzy. I think it's a real nice find for Jim Nill when you think about it. An undrafted player that is making an impact on your team in his rookie season, that's really, really impressive. Because remember, Justin Ritzkovian, probably injury aside, I thought he made this team in the preseason, but he certainly made it when he was called up. He made the most of his opportunities. Now, it's going to be really interesting when Liam Bischel comes back, because the Stars need to make a roster move. And do you put Adam Ernie on waivers? Do you look at someone else to put on waivers? But Justin Ritzkovian can be sent down without clearing waivers. I just can't see at this point, and we are a ways away from a Bischel return, but I just can't see them taking Ritzy off one of those top six forward spots, or even if he was in top nine, and just send him back down to the AHL. He has nothing else to prove. I'm hoping that's not the case. Honestly, as tough as it is, I'd rather lose Adam Ernie than send Justin Ritzkovian down. That's just me.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, so Ritzkovian scores and we're at two. Stars take the lead for the first time in the third period. And it comes after they kill a Jamie Benn high sticking penalty. You have to be responsible for your stick at all times. And unfortunately, Jamie was backing up and flipped his stick up. So he ends up in the penalty box. Coming out of the box, actually, he had a breakaway stopped, and then he lays a couple of hits that gets the crowd really into it. By the way, sellout crowd at the AAC, and they were buzzing when the Stars made them buzz. I wish I saw more of this, like I said, because after that Benn penalty and those two big hits and the crowd came alive, the Stars were constantly putting pressure into the Chicago offensive zone. They break through finally after a Wyatt Johnston shot isn't handled. Mikko Rantanen, who was checked pretty heavily prior to that just by the net, got up, moved around to the other side. He happened to be on the doorstep. Puck went right to him. Good things happen when you're next to the net. 3-2 Stars. However, just 1:07 later, not even enough time for yours truly to get up and do a bathroom break. The Blackhawks tie it up. Tyler Bertuzzi again. And he was in a little bit of a scoring drought prior to this. Not anymore, but he gets his second of the night. This goal starts with Jason Dickinson's corner work. Like I said, Dickinson was good all night. They come out with the puck. They end up shooting it from the point. One of my key points tonight, the lack of putting a body on players. And Tyler Bertuzzi right in front of the net the shot from the point goes off of Ottinger. Granted, lucky puck bounce. It goes right to Bertuzzi. But he has position on both Harley and Robertson. No one's putting a body on Bertuzzi. No one's putting a stick near Bertuzzi. Just be there. Instead, it just felt as though they were watching the play and trying to save it rather than picking up the man. So, unfortunate. Didn't think it was the best defensive game from the Stars. There were points where they did play well defensively, but overall, it was a good effort. But I think this Stars team can be a lot better. I think that's the best way to explain it. Stars with a great opportunity to take the lead. Mikko Rantanen with a breakaway about 5 minutes left. He goes low glove side. Soderblom comes up with a big save. Soderblom was really good tonight, but the Stars couldn't lift the puck. And when they did lift the puck, unfortunately, they lifted it up over the goal. They did hit some posts, and one of those was about 20 seconds left. Wyatt Johnston takes it upon himself to go end to end and almost single-handedly wins this game. He cuts into the middle, puck's kind of on its end. He rifles a shot through the middle, past Soderberg. It was up high, hits the crossbar, once again denies the Stars. We go to overtime. Stars with some good opportunities in overtime, struggled to lift the puck. I thought they had won the game at one point. But OT, they were denied. Unfortunately, when it goes to OT and the shootout, anything can happen, right? And anything did happen, and it was the Chicago Blackhawks in round four that won the game in the shootout. Didn't think Ottinger played bad. In fact, I thought Jake made some really, really good saves tonight. I thought Soderberg played well. Soderblom played well as well. 28 saves for Chicago. Now, the Stars do extend their point streak to six. I don't know why I feel bad after they picked up a point, but I just felt as though they could be better, just could not finish. It was one of those nights where they just could not finish. And, you know, that happens. Unfortunately, the Colorado Avalanche continued to buzz. They pick up their seventh straight win. A shootout winner from Nathan MacKinnon. They rally past the Golden Knights. So as the standings are currently in the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche, with two games in hand, have opened up a six-point lead. The Stars are 5 points up on Minnesota. Below Minnesota, the next up would be Utah with 39 points. Playoff wise, Stars in really good position. Obviously, 25-7-7 will do that. It's just that you ran into or are running into a buzzsaw known as the Central Division with Colorado 28-2-7. A few of you were nice enough to throw some comments up on X and send me some tweets. So let's get to those. Kyle White says the worst part about tonight's loss is that I watched it with my paramedic partner who is from the Chicago area. Now I have to work with the gloating Hawks fan until the score is leveled. Not so fast, my friend. That's what Lee Corso is so famous for, because this is going to happen quick. How quick, you ask? This is going to happen really quick. The Stars will play the Chicago Blackhawks next week. This was the first time that they had met each other. So obviously two more games between these two, and they will next play on New Year's Day. So the Stars have a back-to-back. It's Buffalo, and then it's at Chicago. So home for Buffalo, and then at Chicago for a 7:30 tilt in the Windy City. So he will have bragging rights for a week, my friend. And I think this Stars team will be pretty hungry to get two against the Blackhawks, who are a young, interesting team. They're just beleaguered with injuries, just so many injuries, including the greatness of Connor Bedard. So I think they have bragging rights on you for just a week. And by the way, if he really rubs it in, just tell him to look at the scoreboard. And I think that says all you need to say. I mean, I don't know if Blackhawks really have any bragging rights at this point, but I guess win will give him that temporarily. Crow Wi-Fi says, give the captain $500,000 and he becomes a beast. That's right. Jamie Benn hit one of his bonuses tonight. And he also adds pregame. They just had to mention that Bertuzzi hasn't scored in 12 games. Yeah, everything they said in the pregame, the opposite, unfortunately, came true. And then hopeful Dwight asked me, it's a really interesting thing. How's Colorado doing this? More top heavy? And are the Stars, you know, with five more top heavy? This is a tough question because if you're going to go player for player, I don't know. Maybe a toss up. Maybe Colorado has the edge, but they're different styles too. Like if I say, okay, who has the edge as far as goaltending? That's going to be the Stars. Who has the edge with playoff experience? It's obviously going to be the Stars, as the Stars have knocked the Avs out for several years in a row. I'm sure the Avs want to face the Stars this year. So they have a lot to prove. But, you know, you look back at this. I'll just use this as an example. You look back at this Mikko Rantanen trade, and obviously Mikko Rantanen with another beast of a night along with Wyatt Johnston. Those two just go hand in hand with each other. Man, are they good. But, you know, at the same time, when you look at what Colorado received in return, I think they got a really good return when you think about it, because, you know, they're playing so well. Obviously, that's without Mikko Rantanen, and maybe if he was there, he'd be having this amazing season. I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that Mikko Rantanen is absolutely able to, you know, prove himself without Nathan MacKinnon. But when you look at it, I mean, Martin Natchez is signed now to a long-term deal. Jack Drury is a real solid bottom six forward. They got a second round pick in the draft and a fourth round pick in this upcoming draft. So, I mean, they got a lot in return for Mikko Rantanen, and they're making it pay off. And you say, well, Natchez isn't as good as Mikko Rantanen. Well, I don't know. I mean, for a guy that you didn't think you were going to sign or unable to sign and go back and forth, Rantanen says he would have signed. Colorado obviously didn't think he would sign. This happens more frequently than we talk about. The miscommunication, but I mean, you look at Natchez, he's plus 37, 49 points in 37 games. Like, why are we talking more about Marty Natchez and how good of a player he is? So I think Colorado right now, I think they're fine. And I think they feel good about that trade. So, but I mean, individually, if I go down Colorado versus Dallas, I mean, I don't know. Personally, I like Colorado's top four defensively. I mean, when you look at that second pairing of Colorado with Manson and with Brent Burns, like, we need to talk about how good of a signing Brent Burns was for the Colorado Avalanche. The guy's still eating up minutes at his age and still is an offensive weapon. And then you have that first pairing of Makar and Taves. So, you know, I mean, obviously Miro and Esselindel are great, but, oh, I mean, then you look at Harley and Lundqvist. I thought Lundqvist was good tonight, you know, and hopefully that develops into a nice pairing. But I'm excited to have Liam Bischel back because I think this team, you know, I think he needs to set the tone for this team with his physicality, because I think physicality right now is lacking from this Stars team. I felt as though tonight was a good example of open skates. So the Stars have some days off, and then they'll play on New Year's Eve. Real fun tilt now with Buffalo in town. Excited to see Tage Thompson and the rest of the Buffalo Sabres, winners of eight straight. So we'll cover that game. Chicago the next night after that. So it'll be a busy time for Spits and Suds. And of course, it has been an awesome 2025. Thanks to you. One favor before the new year, if you could just go online. If, like, for instance, you listen to the podcast on Apple, just, give us a rating, and hopefully it's a 5-star rating. We also have some great evergreen programs you can go back this month and listen to. And don't forget, Sunday night, tomorrow night, real nice PWHL tilt, the return of Hannah Bilka to the AAC as Seattle takes on the New York Sirens. So that features Simpson from Frisco. That features Hannah Bilka from Coppell, Texas. For producer Gregory Finley and also our friends at the On Time Experts, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a great Sunday, everyone.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.